This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
This Piper Sandler, we'll go through the highlights of that. If you want to understand where teens are today, and why wouldn't you? There are future leaders. In fact, not only future leaders, Young Leaders in Action is out leading right now. You can check out their podcast at nauticator.com. No, they had some stuff going on yesterday with Kathy Locke Photography. And Tony Holly joins us from the Community Foundation. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing good. Nice, restful weekend. Chance to decompress.
Yeah? Good. Did you see the Bond movie?
I did not.
Okay.
I needed to lose myself in a good fictional movie, and I didn't queue anything up and watch anything this weekend.
That's okay. You were telling me Natalie was already giving you all the spoilers like Thursday.
Epic Empire Strikes Back spoilers. That's how I felt.
Really?
That's how I felt.
Well, don't do that, Natalie. Yeah. All right, let's talk a little bit about what's going on with the Community Foundation. First and foremost, MaconCountyGives.org is the website. Very easy to find online. What do you want to cover today?
You know, today, and I heard you guys talk about earlier, just really kind of coasting on the glow of what happened, you know, on Friday with the WSOY food drive. Proud to be part of that. Proud to hear, you know, all of our donors who do a lot of stuff behind the scenes, because a lot of the names you mentioned on Friday,
yes,
were people that we interact with every day. They're helping out in different causes, but don't get to hear their name read on the radio. So it's really cool to hear, you know, Bob and Lucy Smith,
absolutely,
and their donation, and the Weismans, and so many people that care so much, not just that one time a year, but throughout the year.
The Andreas Foundation.
Yeah, the Andreas Foundation, absolutely.
Yeah, there were a lot of them, and we thank you all as a group for acting on our behalf as our 501c3 and for matching gifts and all of that. It makes our job a lot easier just doing the food drive.
Well, and I know, you know, I think you and I are a lot alike in the sense that it's hard to sit around kind of in your grief. I know last week was a tough week for you. It was a tough week for me. I needed that. That was very cathartic to me to have a community come together and see the place I live at, have all these people that want to help out. That really felt good to me after, you know, particularly brutal week. I was like, this is great. I live here and this stuff isn't happening, you know, in other areas. You don't see this kind of group, like, let's do something good happen other places. So it was amazing.
And it's every, you know, size donation too. I remember going in to the bank later in the afternoon on Friday, and everybody, but this is kind of behind the scenes, you know, inside baseball, but there's an orange piece of paper that is filled out with every donation. It's just a card that has a name, if there's a school that it's going to, the amount, and that is handed to us on the stage to be able to read,
right.
Even if it's anonymous. It says anonymous. And you just get stacks of these all day long. You know, you hand the stack off, they bring you another stack to read. And late in the day on Friday, I went into the bank area where they were doing all the reconciliation of numbers, and the sheer size of the stacks of those orange slips of paper kind of blew me away.
It's amazing.
There were a ton.
Yeah. For different amounts.
Yeah. $3, $30,000. Yeah. I mean, everything in between, yeah. Right? And so thanks again to you and Natalie. And then I also know it was nice that Kroger recognized you guys again as such an essential agency and organization in this community with a $10,000 donation.
Yeah, that was a wonderful gesture, and we're proud to represent that.
Absolutely. All right, what else is going on?
Well, you know, we're coming up on this time for board governance class. That's going to be coming up here at the end of the month, and that class is, I believe, almost full, and may be full if I have some emails waiting for me when I get back to the desk. But we do have another one coming up in November, so we're excited about that, looking for spots for that. Obviously, YLI's got a big project, and you know, I don't want to reveal too much about what's going on with that.
No, don't reveal anything. The only reason I know is because our guy is a member of the group now, and he had to be somewhere yesterday.
Yeah. So it's like there's a real top secret hush hush thing going on.
Okay.
But we're excited. I think the kids are excited and looking forward to seeing that.
What do you think of those young members? I feel like they've been doing it now for so long. I think people maybe just sort of, it's just the normal, but that's not really, I mean, you know, that's a very unusual and unique group.
That really is. And somebody, you know, Kathy Locke, who does great stuff over, you know, on Merchant Street with the photography. She was our photographer last night. And somebody said, you know, Brandon Condritz, who has the podcast, he was there, and they thought Brandon was one of the staff. They thought Brandon was Community Foundation staff. And I said, no, he's high school. He's not here as an adult that's helping with these kids. Brandon is one of these kids. And they were like, wow, you know, he just carries himself. And they all do. And when you give them a voice, you can just get lost in what they're talking about and how astute they are and how, you know, involved in their community they are. It's really a fascinating organization.
All right. The podcast is called Nobody Asked Us, and you can get it at nauticator.com. Just go to the podcast section. And I believe there are two episodes up. They come out every couple of weeks. Yes, episode one and episode two, both Brandon and Lexi. Recognize both of them. All right. The Community Foundation, you know, as we head into the fourth quarter that we are unbelievably now in.
Yeah.
When did that happen?
When we blinked.
No, I know. It was like October 1st. Yeah. I know that there's a lot of end-of-year planning, a lot of people that think about tax time. They think about, doing the right thing, but also doing the smart thing fiscally. You know, how does that work if somebody wants to talk to you for the first time, maybe, you know, about making some sort of contribution or doing something as the end of year comes to a close and they're thinking about what it is? And there's always, you never know what new tax laws are going to be on the books next year. There's a lot of questions that people have. What's the best way for them to do that?
The best way to do it is call us at 429-3000 and just make an appointment to come in and talk to us so we can answer questions over the phone. Sometimes it's better to have a face-to-face conversation. It's going to be a busy quarter for us. I mean, I've been told this will be my first one with foundations, my first year coming in. I'm told we're there collecting donations on December 31st. So haven't made my New Year's Eve plans yet.
Okay. Well, get ahead early, right? You know, get in line first.
Yeah.
All right, Tony, anything else you need to share with us today?
No, just really want to thank the community again. It's always just heartening to see what people do when they want to help other people. We live in a great place.
We do. Absolutely. And don't forget, while you're visiting MaconCountyGives.org, to check out the Dolly Parton's Imagination Library for Macon County. I know they've had just unbelievable, even way more than they thought, success with that program early on. And it's a really cool thing. I'm a digital guy now. You don't have to convince me, but I still love a good book.
Oh, yeah. There's something about just having that in your hands. I can't hold my iPad and flip around and read off an iPad. I need the book. I can do the iPad.
I'm there. But I like the books, and I like that the books are getting into the kids' hands. All right, Tony Holly from the Community Foundation. MaconCountyGives.org is the website.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.